Om Shanti. 19th June 2019, Wednesday. Slogan: those who dispel the darkness of everyone's disappointments are lamps of knowledge. Those who dispel the darkness of everyone's disappointments, they are the lamps of knowledge. Disappointment means nirasha. Disappointment means loss of hope. Disappointment means a stage of sorrow, depression. And one gets depressed when hopes are not fulfilled. One gets depressed when expectations are not met. One gets depressed because of mistrust. One gets depressed, disappointed because of failures. One gets disappointed when causes, desires are the causes of disappointment. When desires are not fulfilled, one gets disappointed. When hopes are not fulfilled, when expectations are not met with, one gets depressed. When there is a mistrust, when there is a failure, instead of repeated efforts to succeed, and yet one is met with failure. Okay, whenever there is a fear, there is an anxiety, there is an insecurity, one feels disappointment. So, Baba is saying that you are the lamp of knowledge and you dispel the darkness of disappointment. So, disappointment is like darkness. Why? Because when one is disappointed, when one is distressed, dejected, how one feels? Sorrowful. One doesn't like to talk with anyone. One wants to be alone. He loses interest in life, in eating, in drinking, in moving around, in talking with everyone, in doing any work. So it's a stage of total dejection. It's a total darkness, as if one is entering into a dark room where one doesn't see anything. So disappointment is like that. And the whole world is depressed at present, because everybody is desiring something or other. In last Sunday's Murli, Baba talked about five causes of sorrow. What are they? Baba talked about five different types of sorrow. Out of those five types, the second one is related to disappointment. Even all five can cause disappointment. The first cause is body. The suffering of body, karma bhog. If body is sick, body is diseased, one is automatically gets disappointed. This body is a great illusion. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, if you see body, the rust increases. If you see soul, the rust decreases. And this is a path, very delicate path, nazuk, where ups and downs are there. So the greatest illusion is the illusion of body. And when body suffers, the soul suffers. That is the first type of sorrow. That's the first type of misery. The second misery is the misery of the mind, where the mind desires something and mind doesn't get. And this is, in fact, is a real stage of disappointment. Non-fulfillment of desires. Third is wealth. If you have more wealth, you're worried to take care of it. If you have no wealth, you try means to get it. Because in this today's world, to survive without money is so difficult. For every small thing, money is needed. And that's why when there is less money, person suffers. And there is a more money, there's a worry, there's tension, there is a fear, there's insecurity. You have to safeguard it from thieves, from robbers, from income tax, and so many things. The fourth type of suffering is the suffering of relationships. All relationships are at stake at present. There's so much bitterness. There's so much poison in relationships. So much expectations and non-fulfillment of expectations. Hopes are broken. Trust is smashed. Desires are shattered. So relationships, they are shaking. That's why they are the major cause of disturbance. And then natural calamities. So all the five you see, Baba said, this is heart's pain. This is the misery of the heart. This is the suffering of the heart. This is the sorrow of the heart. And the whole world is suffering. And there is no end to it. Such endless suffering. You are the Deepak of knowledge. You are the lamp of knowledge. If this is darkness, you have to remove this darkness. You have to dispel this darkness by becoming the lamp of knowledge. It's the knowledge alone has the power to dispel all this darkness. Because without knowledge, no yoga will come. Without knowledge, no further thing can ever come. So, Baba is saying, those who dispel the darkness of everyone's disappointment, everybody is disappointed in the world by some or other reason. These five reasons are there, but on top of that, so many other reasons are there. Desire is the root cause of suffering, they say. So, such limited desires, because of which person keeps on suffering. So when the whole world is suffering and there is a disappointment, how do we dispel the disappointment? The first thing to do is to free ourselves from disappointment. We should not be disappointed. Otherwise, how can you free others from disappointment? And yes, as we said yesterday, the first task is to fulfill yourself. To fill yourself with treasures, with knowledge, with attainments. Unless and until one fills oneself, one cannot give. So fill yourself. And the third is to become a donor, data, and then start giving it to others. This giving could be through mind, through speech, through actions, through behavior, through relationships, through drishti, through vritti, and so on. So give, become donor. There's a great joy in giving. There's a benefit in receiving, but there is a joy in giving. There's an advantage in collecting. But to give induces joy, happiness, bliss, which you cannot have just by receiving. So, giving, become a donor, and then become the bestower of blessing, Vardata. The worldly people, they just don't want to receive, but they want to get it as blessing. Because when you receive something as blessing, you don't have to make any efforts. And they are so powerless. And they are so fruitless. And they are so bereft of all accounts. That they have no prowess, no power, no energy to achieve anything. That's why they need something as blessing. So become the bestower of blessings. Become your own master, self-sovereign, and give them spiritual sustenance, Ruhani Palna. So the world is depressed. Also, if you want that somebody should get rid of depression, disappointment, and you have one-on-one interaction with him, if suppose person A is depressed, what you should do to pull him out of depression? One is dejected, no desire. No desire for anything. No enthusiasm, no zeal. Psychology calls this anhedonia. Anhedonia. Or melancholy. Dark night of the soul. There's a total darkness. It's a chronic depression. Though disappointment is most of the time acute. These are the chronic stages. But disappointment will gradually lead to this if not corrected in time. So, what should you do? What should we do if suppose a person comes to me and he says, I am disappointed? Become his friend. How? Listen to him. Understand him. Teach him by your own experience. A small thing can make somebody very dejected. A small thing. Small non-fulfillment of expectation can one make one dejected. Recently I had been to one place and it's a teaching hub. It's a teaching hub. About 1.5 lakh students are there from all over India, and they have come there for studying, and they are coaching classes, and the maximum number of suicides are there. Why? There's a cutthroat competition there. 3 years they come, 2 years they come, for 1 year they come. And there's a cutthroat competition and there's a maximum number of suicide. The National Bureau of Crime has said in 2014 and 2013, sometimes 30 students, sometimes 45 students committed suicide. Somebody hanged himself in his room. Somebody ate something, some poison. Because they get dejected. Because they expect very high marks. Because their parents have sent them there, spending lakhs every month, about 15,000 rupees plus books, plus accommodation, food, so many things. And when they don't secure the desired marks, they feel disappointed, they feel dejected, and they don't see any means of tackling the situation, of handling the situation, and that's why they ultimately resort to the last measure, and that is death. So, if somebody is disappointed, what you should do? Become his friend. Okay? What else? Listen to him. Give him time. Take him to some psychiatrist. Because, you know, short-term disappointment or depression does require treatment. You should not just try to give only, because it's a cycle. One must understand it's a cycle. These are the brain chemicals. They get depressed. In depression, they reduce serotonin, dopamine. And when the chemicals reduced, there is a depression. And when there is a depression, the chemicals reduce further. And when the chemicals reduce, there is a further disappointment. So it's a vicious cycle, chakra. There's a neurotransmitters in the brain reduce, so there is a depression. There is a depression, neurotransmitters reduce. And when the neurotransmitters are less, it augments further depression. So the vicious cycle, a chain begins. In order to break this chain, mere counseling will not work. Here is the psychologist, here is the psychiatrist, here are the clinical counselors, here are the spiritual counselors, here are the Rajyoga teachers, here are the spiritualists, here are the bhakti people, here are the traditionalists. Here are the inspiring leaders, here are the motivational speakers. They all are working on this person. But then, yes, it can work, but sometimes in order to break this cycle, you need drugs. Antidepressants for a very short time, so that these will not work on emotions, they will work on the neurotransmitters. Increase the level of neurotransmitter, which in fact will reduce depression, and which in fact, in solidarity with, in unity with all of these things, would pull the person out of that disappointed stage. So Baba is telling us, you are the lamp of knowledge. So use knowledge. By vibrations, by speech, by actions, by behavior, by your vision, vritti, drishti, drishtikon, everything. Help souls. Through the vibrations. Positive vibrations. Give such souls positive vibrations so that they come out of that depressed stage. Give them some inspiring words that they come out of the depressed stage. Teach them some inspiring actions so that they learn from that actions. Abraham Lincoln was defeated almost 16 times. There's a list of failures he has undergone. Failed, 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 failed. Every time failed. Before he got appointed as a president of America in 1860s. Before that, his fiancée died. Somebody died, friend died, this died, took some job, got fired, fought some election, lost. There's a huge list of failures, but he did not think of going and committing suicide or getting disappointed. Every time he rose, every time he tried again. So, one must know the ways, means of tackling disappointment. And these are extreme cases, but in life, throughout the life also small disappointments comes. In the Brahmin life also many disappointments come. One is disappointed because he is not doing good efforts. One is disappointed because Amritvela is not good. One is disappointed because he cannot retain Murli, understand Murli, revising, reading, retaining, discussing and all those things, they become difficult task. Or one is not happy with his one seva. There is a job dissatisfaction. and there is a conflict in relationships, one is disappointed. Or one has problem with his boss, one has problem with his colleagues, one has problems with his juniors, one has problem with the system of the yajna, one has problem with the with everything here, problem with drama, problem with everything. One is not happy here. So when such a stage is there, one is disappointed in the spiritual life. One is the disappointment in the material life, one is disappointed in the spiritual life. And we are the lamps of knowledge. If we ourselves are disappointed, how can we enlighten others? How can we dispel the darkness of disappointment in every heart, of every heart? So one must understand the triggers of disappointment. One must try to explore the causes of disappointment. One must try to understand the type of disappointment I am undergoing. One must try to understand, or one must try to know why. What is making me disappointed really? Is it some person, some place, some situation? What is it? Why I feel depressed? And small disappointments, they do come in life. But then our aim is to learn from every disappointment and go ahead. To know the cause, to know the trigger, to know the effect. When one gets disappointed, just imagine how much time is wasted. One doesn't feel like to do anything, just sit in the room and sleep, or to eat, overeating, or not to eat. To sleep too much or not to sleep, these are both are the opposing. These are the signs of disappointment. To talk too much or not to talk at all, signs of disappointment. So when one is disappointed, so much time is wasted, so many thoughts are wasted. And then repentance later on. So disappointment is like poison. If it comes, immediately dispel it. Otherwise it will persist for a long time. As early as possible, get rid of it. By doing something inspiring, by reading something inspiring, by listening something inspiring, going for a walk, or engaging oneself in some gross service. Don't allow depression to last longer, because it starts sinking in the brain then. And then it is very, very difficult to come out of it. Once it becomes chronic, it's just like stitch in time saves nine. When the cloth is torn, immediately stitch it, rather than keep on wearing it, thinking that I will do it later on, I will do it later on. Now it is one stitch. After 7 days, it will be seven stitches. After 1 month, your cloth may be gone. You may not even get the new one. There's a joke. There was a storm, and one man said, I got this trouser. It came through air from somewhere. I got the trouser. The wind was blowing, so probably some trouser from some other neighborhood came flying to his house. So he was saying, I have a trouser. Now I'm thinking, should I purchase shirt or wait for another wind? Should I purchase shirt or wait for another storm to come? So don't wait for the storm to come. Don't wait for the cloth to get torn off totally. Stitch it in time. Don't wait for disappointment to become chronic. Don't wait for depression to linger on for a long time. Stop it. Finish it. Get rid of it. Tackle it. Handle it. And if you don't understand what to do, seek advice. Go to experts. They will help. Read about it. Understand it. Explore it. Investigate it. Find the causes. So many things you have to do. So, First thing about disappointment is one should not get disappointed. And then help others if they are in disappointment to get rid of it, so that this darkness of disappointment is dispelled. Om Shanti.